What's going on, everybody? Peace to you all. It's your boy, Legendary Hub, joined with my man, my brother, Nick. What's going on, bro?
What's good, my man? It's good to be back, and I'm excited to be back permanently, dog.
Man, yeah, I'm excited to have you here, man. We about to cook up some new stuff, man. You ready to get this thing started?
Let's hit the kitchen, boy.
Let's do it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Episode 3, New Heights. The reason I named this episode New Heights is because that's what we're going to achieve through this podcast. And when I say we, I mean each and every one of you listening to this right now. We are capable of amazing things, you feel me? We just have to trust and believe in our own abilities. Once you have how you want to create yourself, stop at nothing. Stop at nothing to achieve that vision. And me and Nick will be here to help y'all with that. As you know, I like to open it up with a quote to keep the positivity flowing. So I'm going to break y'all off with a little something I was watching anime today while I was at work, One Punch Man. I mean, you catch it on Netflix. My man said, human beings are strong because we have the ability to change ourselves. I was like, oof. I was like, you know what? I might have to throw that one on the podcast today because I feel like that one's going to flow real nice, man. What you think about that one, Nick?
I dig that, bro. Heavy.
Right?
And I mean, change is the only thing that's constant. So the fact that we're able to go with change, you know, that's like a superpower all in itself, man.
That is true. That is true. And for any of y'all that don't know, so One Punch Man is about this, a regular dude, man, like you and me, all of us, right? So what he did, man, he wanted to be a hero since he was a kid. So he started training. And my man did 100 push-ups a day, 100 sit-ups a day, and ran like 6 miles in every day for like 3 years. And my man became he's the strongest human being on earth. Like, he finishes all his opponents off in one punch, bro. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Speaking of warriors and, you know what I mean, fighting and stuff, you know what I mean, I got an announcement I'm pretty make, you know what I mean? Me and Nick was cooking up in the kitchen, as always. You know how we do. We were chefing it up.
Yes,
in
the sir. Store.
And, you know, since you came up with the name, bro, go ahead and introduce what we're going to be changing the name of the podcast to, bro.
All right, man. I'm going to say the name, and then we'll go into what it means to us and why we decided to go down this route.
Definitely.
You know, Legendary Hub is now half of this. You know, so we decided to come up with a name that's more encompassing, something a little bit broader. And of course, it is a podcast for the community, by the community. So we wanted y'all to be a part of the name as well. And from here on out, the podcast will be called Positivity Spartans, because that is what we are. And we use positivity as our weapon, ultimately. And you know, me and the legend over here, we're here to spearhead that. And then we're looking for soldiers to fight the good fight with us. And hopefully, you know, y'all willing to do that. We will be honored to have y'all by our side while we out here trying to spread our message.
Exactly. I'm telling you. And I really, like, when he brought it to me, I was on with it, like, immediately. I was like, yo, yes, bro. Positivity Spartan. I was like, let's run with it. You know what I mean? We got the beards. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because you mean when you look at the Spartans, man, the Spartans, they were some powerful individuals, man. They were some real powerful individuals.
Yeah, they were just cut from a different cloth overall, man. And the mindset that they had, that regardless of being outnumbered, you know, they're willing to die for their message. And I feel the same way. As crazy as that sounds, man. I'm willing to die poor and spread positivity before I die rich and vibrate at that low ass frequency. So that's how I feel. I'm willing to die for this message, man.
And that's real, you know what I mean? Because I'm out here getting it. Like, I'm doing everything I can for it. Like, yo, like, to be real with y'all, I'm sitting in my car right now recording this episode. Like, you know what I mean? Like I'm out here to get, like, I am serious about it.
It's the dedication.
Yeah, you know what I mean, you follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know what I mean, you'll see I posted I posted a screenshot of compliments that people have left after talking to me on the phone, just to show to y'all that I'm not just here to talk about this. I'm here to do this. Like, I'm here to put this in full effect. And like I said, like Nick said, man, we out here looking for some Spartans. You know what I mean? Because we looking to take over. You know what I mean? We out here trying to get it. We trying to push that positivity and make the world a better place. You know what I mean? Like, we not going to let anybody come in between that. You know what I mean? They're going to try to stop us. You know what I mean? They're going to say some negative things about us, but we're here to be like, you know what? I hear you. And I hope you change your mind one day, because I want you to be as great as you can be. And that's what I'm trying to do, man. You know what I mean? I'm ready to go with this. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you know, man. I mean? You know, you said that there's going to be that negativity coming at us. And, you know, the way I see it is, man, it's like the law of physics, man. For every force, there's an equal but opposite force, you know? If there's a lot of hate coming our way, and that means we're doing something right, because our positivity and our, you know, we're doing the same, just on the opposite side of the spectrum. So that's how I like to look at that, man.
Facts, man. And that's too true, man. That's too true. Yo, I want to get into my man Kobe won an Oscar yesterday, bro.
Yo, this is gonna be your thing, man. The current events. So you're gonna have to school me on this, bro, because I've seen some memes throughout the day and some things that he had an Oscar to his laundry list of accolades.
Man, the five rings and an Oscar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he won the Oscar for best animated short film, yo. And like that's awesome, because, you know what I mean, I hated Kobe as a Sixers fan ever since 2001. but I respect the hell out of that man, because his drive is crazy. Like, you know, when you talk about Kobe the Bean, you know what I mean, the Black Mamba, like, you don't think of nothing else but hard work.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that mindset. It's that Spartan mindset that we're talking about. He definitely a perfect example, you know.
A prime example of that. And what's crazy is, even after all that, you know what I mean, like, all he does is work hard, and, you know what I mean, works on his craft and tries to be the best him he can be. You know what's crazy, bro? I'm scrolling through Facebook, and people are out there, you know what I mean, using the energy, or they're abusing, you know what I mean, that publicity that Kobe's getting from winning that Oscar. And all I see is people posting negative stuff, you know what I mean, bringing up the rape charges and the rape allegations. And I'm like, yo, granted, yeah, we understand, you know what I mean, we make mistakes in the past. We fuck up, you know what I mean, we slip up, we do things we're not proud of. But if you want a man to be better, if you want to be better, you can't continue to dwell on the past. You can't throw the past in people's faces that are trying to change, you know what I mean, for the better. And that's one of my pet peeves right there, man. And I feel like, no matter what you do, I'm granted not like nothing crazy, but I feel like you could always be rehabilitated. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that by the jail system, because I'll say that for another episode on how I feel about that. Yo, some dude just drove by in the Mitsubishi, right? My man, he had a whole fan in the car. That's crazy.
It's hot in Texas, boy. His AC must not be working.
It's hot, but that's just one of them things, man. Like, so you gonna take a whole positive moment like Kobe winning the Oscars after we had to boycott the Oscars, you know what I mean, just to get some black notoriety on there, then you're gonna turn around and do that? Come on.
Yeah, man, it's the irony, you know. And the more that people point those things out to me, they just keep coming, you know. And it's the universe is a very ironic place, man. It really is.
It is. It's crazy, man. Because I don't understand how people want to throw dirt on people's names, man. But I don't know. You know, that's what we're here for, though, bro. We're here to change that.
Damn,
I mean,
right.
We're here to put positive mentality. And on a brighter note, you know what I mean, Get Out won an Oscar, which is awesome, because I definitely feel like that movie deserved an Oscar.
It definitely deserved it, man.
Yeah, that was on some shit right there. That movie was deep. That movie was deep, and everybody may not feel the same way, but you got to give credit where it's due. Definitely, man. Speaking of Kobe, I want to go back to another current event that I'm really excited about, because I feel like this just proves that no matter like what you do in life, if you're good at it, you can make money doing it. and that's the NBA 2K League. I don't know if you're familiar with it, bro, but it's literally like you getting paid to play 2K, bro. Like you literally getting signed by an NBA team. Like you're an affiliate of an NBA team. Like for example, the Miami Heat have a team, the Utah Jazz have a team, the Sixers have a team. Who else? The Dallas Mavericks have a team. I mean, and what's crazy is, I remember as a kid, bro, and I don't know if you got the same thing, but like I remember getting told you ain't gonna make no money playing video games.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I remember getting hit with that one. My mom still uses that on my little brother, man. And the amount of gaming leagues there are now are wild. You know, a couple of years ago, I actually remember watching the Winter X Games, man. And it was a first-person shooter, man. I want to say Halo. I could be wrong. It was something along those lines. And they were playing it at the Winter X Games.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, man. But to get paid, I mean, I don't know if they were getting paid, but I mean, the fact that you're an affiliate for an NBA team, I mean, that's just wild. How's the league running? Like, how do they do that?
So this is actually the first year. It's just getting started, and the players will be paid. I think. So it's like a 6-month season, and they're getting like, so they're not getting NBA money.
Uh huh.
But yo, they still getting paid because, you know what I mean, to make 36 plus, you know what I mean?
Man.
In 6 months?
Yeah, that's
30,000.
That's, you know what I mean, plus more than most people are getting salaried for the year, man, and they're just picking up the sticks.
Exactly, and that's all they're doing. And you're not even thinking about, you know what I mean, if they use their likeness, you know what I mean, they're pushing out, you know what I mean, on social media, getting sponsors and everything. And, you know what I mean, if they use that platform to push, you know what I mean, the possibilities are endless, man, because the future is now, bro.
Yeah.
The future.
Yeah, with the way we could just, you know, brand ourselves and market ourselves, man. And things have changed over the past 20 years, and that's only going to continue to magnify, man, and multiply at an exponential rate, you know? So, yeah, those dudes are set, man.
Yeah, and the reason why I wanted to bring that up is so that way it can lead into this next topic of supporting people's visions and never losing sight of your vision. So, like I said, you know what I mean? Like your mom tells your little brother, I mean, you play games, you're never going to get paid. Well, mom, that's kind of a lie now. And I'm for the liar, you know what I mean? Hey, no respect, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the whole heart, because my mother told me the same thing. But it's like, that's kind of it's a lie now. Because if you are good at what you do, you mean, you can get paid for it. So the league, like I said, the league is just starting off. So what they did is you had to play 50 games in order to qualify to get drafted. Once you played those 50 games, you qualified for the combine. So in the combine, what they did is they made you use a virtual player to their standards, kind of to see where everybody's skill level was at, not how they can use a player.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of determine like their skill level of playing the game at the certain positions. So, and once they did that, so I follow closely to a couple of guys, I mean, they're like, they're general managers of the team and mm-hmm. the teams and everything. So there's other people, like not just the gamers, like people who follow gaming and report and podcast gaming, they're getting in on this too.
So like, this is really like a whole market that's really starting to emerge.
Yes, bro. This is big. Like the NBA E-League, NBA 2K E-League, bro. Like it's I think it's going to be something serious because, I mean, you can do some amazing shit in 2K.
Yeah, and I mean, the graphics are just getting better. And I mean, virtual gaming really is the future, man. And, you know, who's to say soon enough we ain't really in like a virtual world, you know, and niggas is playing 2K in a virtual world and getting paid for it.
Stepping into the realm, you know what I mean? Like, and that's crazy, but man, that just goes to show, bro. You support people's visions, you know what I mean? No matter how crazy it may seem to you, there's no reason why you should be pouring negativity into somebody's head telling them they can't do it. You feel me, bro?
Absolutely, man. And I posted on Facebook earlier. I said, I'm a dreamer, you know, and I'll die dreaming before I conform.
Mm. I dig that.
I refuse to live life in a way where I'm forcing myself to do things that I truly don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so never give up on your dreams, y'all. Even if people aren't supporting your vision, you know, the only support you truly need is your own. So
don't
forget that, man, because in all honesty, why should anyone else believe in you if you don't believe in yourself?
Exactly.
It always just starts with the self, man. If you want something in life and you're not willing to do it yourself, why should other people do it for you?
That's real shit.
I don't get it, you know?
Yeah, if you're not willing to go above and beyond, why would you expect anybody else to go above and beyond for you? It gets tough, and sometimes you need that little pick-me-up. But you got to be willing to go that effort that, you know what I mean? You're putting in the work to try to get to where you want to be. So a while back, when I was talking about wanting to start this podcast, people were like, a podcast? Like, the hell is a podcast? Nobody really knew what a podcast was. And I was like, look, y'all going to find out. I'm interested in, so watch. I'm going to go out and get it. Y'all don't got to believe in the vision right now, but you'll see it. And I just want, man, bro, look, we're getting a lot of love, and I just really want to thank everybody, for being a part of Positivity Spartans, man. All the retweets and the follows and the likes and the shares on Facebook. I appreciate each and every one of you.
Yeah, I second that, Hub, man. Shout out to my man that agrees with me that the word artificial is just shit. I might have to get some shirts made up with just artificial and the poop emoji, dog.
Word, it's my man.
I got a nice chuckle out of that before I nodded out last night, man. And I actually shared the podcast in my coaching community with a bunch of fellow coaches, and we also got a lot of love there from them too, man. So like the legend over there said, man, thank you.
And we can't say it enough, because we're following our vision. You know what I mean? We're out here pushing it.
Yeah. And we're using our message as a spearhead, man. So
and we're out here trying to change the world for the better. So if you can't get with that, then it's all right if you get lost.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And back to the whole, video games and I remember, something I'm passionate about, and I use it. It's just like a philosophy I sort of applied to my life, man. And I don't know about you, Hub, but when I did play video games, I gave up back in like 2005 when I broke my sticks playing Madden. I just threw them, and then I just knew that I needed to put them down permanently for a while. But my favorite part of any game, especially like NFL Street, I remember, was creating a player, man.
Definitely.
When you created a player, it was just fire. Like, you got this avatar and you make him look the way you want. You do mini games and you get some attribute points and you put on the skills you want, so you end up being the player that you want to be.
That's true shit.
This whole time, bro, that's our favorite part, and little do we know that life is the same way, man.
Mm. Mm.
We are our created player.
Hey, that's real, bro.
And the game is life.
That's a fact. We just got to go out here and earn these attributes.
Yeah, and actually, there's a really good book. I had this idea prior to I even ran into this book. And again, I told you, the universe is ironic. And I had this idea of, a person's like a creative player in real life. And then after I came across this book, maybe like a couple weeks after, So it's just like, damn, that's crazy. But anyway, it's called Level Up Your Life. You can just Google it. The author, I think Steve something. I can't give you his last name here. I could check that as well too. Let me see.
But that's true life, though, bro. Like, I never looked at it like that. Like, you really are the creative player. Like, you got to have that vision. When you go into NBA, like, I know a lot of times, like, bro, so I was an avid 2K player, bro. Like, I spent a lot of time on 2K, and I feel like if I'd have worked at it, I might have had a good shot at maybe, playing in the E-League. But, I decided to turn my energy elsewhere. But with that being said, a lot of us take a lot of time to build that player. Like, you get that game first day, and that's literally what we'll spend the entire day on. Because, we wanted to be perfect. Like, we We want to be able to shoot. We want to be able to run, be able to dunk. And you know, I mean, you can change all those mechanics now.
Yeah.
You may not be able to do it in real life. Like, so my player is 6'10". I may be Ben Simmons. You
know what I mean? Ben Simmons. The young king.
Benjamin.
Yeah.
But, like Ben Simmons, because I was like, yo, like this is the type, like, if, you know what I mean, if I could have created my, but this is the type of person, like, or the type of body type I would have had. But the what you can do, what you can recreate, what you can replicate in the game is that mindset.
Absolutely, you know, man. I mean? Absolutely.
You can create that mindset, and when you think, and I'm gonna say this all the time, when you think those positive thoughts, positive things start to happen. You know what I mean, they start to manifest into your life. You know what I mean, so it's like in the game when you create your player and you give them long arms because, you know what I mean, you want to hit a chase down like LeBron. You know what I mean, you manifest that in the game because you know, oh, I got these long arms, so I'm gonna put the R2 and I'm going it, and I'm gonna time the jump and boom, I'm blocking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. You take that much time, you know what I mean, to put into your mind player in the video game. You know what I mean, take that much time to put it into yourself. You know what I mean, it's important to have a vision. It is so important to have a vision because if you don't have a vision, what are you looking at?
Yeah, money right there, bro. Yeah.
If you don't have a vision, what are you looking at? You know what I mean, like, is it darkness? You know what I mean, is it negativity? Is it sadness? You know what I mean, you'll get swept up in the world because there's so much going on. You just have to build your mindset like you would build your my player. You know what I mean? And that a lot of things. You know what I mean? Training, reading books, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, just pushing. So I got a new follower today, and I'm mad because I can't remember his name because he posted. I was scrolling through his page because anybody who follows me, I'm following back. You know what I mean? I'm retweeting your stuff.
Word.
Like, I really do appreciate it. But he had posted something I truly believe. He said you gotta monitor what you're bringing into your life through TV, through podcasts, through Twitter, through Facebook, through, I mean, music, whatever, social media. I mean, TV, where you're at. I mean, where you go to work. You gotta be careful of what you're taking in because you don't realize how much of an impact it has on your subconscious.
Yeah,
like a lot of people realize most of the day. I mean, when you're tired, you're going off. I mean, you're just going off muscle memory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, if you got a lot of negativity in your life, I mean, that's what's gonna breed.
That's what's
now. Exactly. I mean, you wake up saying, "Woe is me," woe is gonna be you because you're not looking to change it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, on that tip though, with the whole monitoring what you're bringing in, let me ask you something. What you bumping?
What I'm bumping? No. What you bumping? Recently. You know, I'm a big Logic fan. I feel like my message aligns with his. I feel like we push the same message. You know, he says peace, love, and positivity. You say, you know, positivity, prosperity, peace. You know, he's right there with us, my man. And he actually dropped a few new tracks over the past couple weeks. 2 weeks ago, I think it was, 2.5 now, it would have been 44 bars. Yeah. Last week, I think he dropped two. One is called Everybody. The other one is called Overnight.
Yeah.
That Overnight joint, I had on repeat just because of what he was saying, man. Mm. Y'all got to catch it. Y'all got to catch it. It's on Apple Music. I'm sure it's on all the major streaming platforms. Yeah. Music-wise, that's definitely what I've been bumping the past, you know, over the weekend in the gym and today at work.
I hear that. Yo, so Deion Harris, who I mentioned in the last episode.
Uh-huh.
And so I went ahead and I listened to his whole album while I was in the gym, bro. That man right there got some fire, bro. Like, his words, his storytelling ability, and what he's telling the story about, yo, like, I'm gonna talk to him and see if he wants to get on the podcast, bro, because he's right there with us. You know what I mean?
Word. Like, I'm gonna have to. You said he's on Apple Music.
Yeah, Apple Music. His album. Give me a second. Last Time We Talked.
Okay.
The name of the album. The song that like really got me, bro, and I think you should check it out, man. It's called Today.
Okay, I definitely will. I definitely will.
Yo, the hook. You know what I mean, goes on to. You know what I mean, we out here to get it. I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah.
Like, it's yo, I was in the gym getting it, bro.
Yeah.
out some positive stuff, and he pushing out some real music, and he doing it. His bars, his punchlines is straight. Yo, so like I was about, like I said, I was about to anime, so I'm gonna continue on with what I'm bumping for a little bit. Yo, I was watching Troy today, bro. And let me tell you how inspiring that movie is. Like low key, like I don't think people realize like that man Achilles was a straight beast, like pure beast. Now, granted, he was ruthless, but that man was a pure beast. But like when I think about it, man, like yo, Achilles didn't do nothing but like fight and train, and crazy thing is, bro, he. And I hate saying this right now, but you know what I mean? He was smart enough to defeat the Spartans. I was like, damn, I mean, Leo Cap did a great job in that movie. But that's one of those things I watch because I get really motivated by that. Because I also watched 300 today, too.
Word. So I'm going to have to tune in to 300, man. I need that mojo. I need to...
You know what I mean? Embody that.
Yeah. Spark. Yeah, I need for yeah, I really do, man. I'm due. I watch it so many times, man. I'm sure I still know the damn words, bro.
Bro, what? I don't think I'll ever forget. You know what I mean? That movie is like so dope. It gets you so pumped. It just has that feel, that drive, you know what I mean? And just the message behind it. You know what I mean? It's the same message we trying to push out. I mean, even if you outnumbered, when you're standing up to the evils of tyranny, if you give it your all, man, like
yeah. You know, and that's what we were talking about earlier, man. We're waging a war on negativity, man. We're eradicating that motherfucker, you know?
Go that way with the negativity. We don't want you here.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're going to scoop up all the soldiers on in the meantime and just build an army, man, and really, really try and make an impact.
Now, don't get us wrong. You know what I mean, when we say, I mean, get out of here with the negativity. We know there's gonna be days. You know what I mean, where you're feeling down and out. It happens to all of us. Yeah. Happens to me. You know what I mean, I wake up in the morning sometimes, and I'm like, F it. But you know what I mean, we just gotta push. We're here for each other. We're here to help each other.
Yeah, man, and that's why we don't do it alone. Because if you are in that slump, but you surround yourself with people that got their mojo going, it's hard to stay on that slump. You know, and. You know, if you study any psych, it's literally impossible to have a positive emotion and a negative emotion at the same time.
No, that's real. That's real. Yeah. Ain't no flip side to that. That's real.
And that's science, man. That's science. You can't disprove that.
Yeah, like there's no way. Like you can sit here and try, but I don't think you're gonna get that one. Man, you so right now. I mean, I got a couple podcasts in the pocket, but I know you put me on to the podcast game originally. You got any other gems out there?
Yeah. I mean, you know, always Gary V, like we talked about last time. Another one of my favorites. Is the Ben Greenfield show. Yeah, he's a fitness, health, and nutrition. He always has interesting guests on. He's very open-minded when it comes to alternative medicine. Just a smart, smart fucking dude, you know, and he brings other smart fucking dudes on his podcast and women, of course, you know, whoever got the mojo, whoever has, some sort of answer or some sort of message or, you know, some sort of health, nutritional value, you know, I'm in the midst of you know, talking about creating a player, you know, creating myself. I want to be as healthy as I can be in all aspects, you know, and that's what I'm trying to build. You know, that's why I'm on my diet physically. I'm there and I can maintain that. And I'm working on the nutrition and putting good foods in. You know, I'm always feeding the mind some shit. My brain's always eating something good. You know, so after that, you know, what are some of my goals? Like, you know, I want to learn about the human body. I want to be able to do all these things on my own. You know, I don't want to have to need a doctor because I understand how the human body works, you know, from the physiology, the anatomy, all of it. That's why I practice yoga, you know, that I'm learning my muscles, you know, and, I'm just like burying myself in this large, large field of human, you know? And I'm trying to take this knowledge and then help other people understand it. And that's where the coaching aspect comes in.
Yeah, I can definitely dig that, bro. And I respect you for that on your journey, man, because I know that's a beautiful one right there. Like, you're really doing something that's going to help not only you, but a lot of others, because you're be able to push, like, so much power, strong, powerful. Like, people are definitely going to feed off that. And you know what I mean? That's going to translate. I mean, that's going to translate to great things for you and a lot of people, bro. And, like, I'm saying that, like, from the bottom of my heart, not just saying that.
No, I appreciate it. For real.
Definitely feel that, bro, because I know the type of person you are. And you're going to do great things, bro. Definitely.
Thank you, man. And you're going to do the same. And thank you for giving me this platform. I'm glad we're here together, and I'm glad we're pushing the same message. You know, I think we got this, bro. We bring something special to the table. Just the chemistry. Yeah. You can't fake energy, man.
Not at all. You see what happens when you try to fake the energy? Shit gets awkward.
Yeah. You can't fake the energy. The energy is just natural for both of us. So, yeah, man.
Eat off that, bro. Yo, like, so I've been dabbling into real estate. I don't know if y'all know that. That's just one of the things I'm using to train my mind, because, I mean, I don't ever want to stop learning. I mean, and I'm actually really, like, getting into this. Like, I'm starting to get hungry with it. So I'm studying and I'm working. Like I said, I just came out of a business meeting. And, you know, I mean, we're talking about I may be starting another podcast with them. You know what I mean? Giving y'all some real estate light, because the guys I'm working with, Charles and Mike, they are some really knowledgeable dudes, been in the game about 18 years. You know what I mean? And they're doing some great things, and they're giving me a lot of knowledge. So in turn, I want to, you know what I mean, help them as much as I can. So, you know what I mean, you may hear me on another platform. I just want to let y'all know that, you know what I mean, I'm out here learning, and I'm out here, you know what I mean, training my mind, because I wish I could remember where I read it from, but it said you only grow old when you stop learning. You know what I mean, that's when you become old. Once you stop learning, that's when you start to get old. And that really hit me, because I read it a couple years back when I was done with school, like just like a little bit after we graduated, bro. I read that and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest school person. I mean, I'm not a fan of school. I mean, I'm good at it, but it's just not something I like to focus on. But I was like, you know what? I can take that and I can apply that into different skills that I can need.
Yeah. Because, you
know, we talk about being creators. I mean, if I can create many, things, bro, I'm gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Everybody's gonna be all right. Cause if I create something, my goal is to bring people in, mean to help them so we can build something great like this podcast.
Right. You know, we're both doing the same thing. We're working on us to help the outside, you know?
Exactly.
And, you know, if we all do that, you know, what if? What if, man? So
that's it. What if?
Yeah. What if? That's open ended. It's just rhetorical, you know. Take the thought and run with it. I don't have the answers. Y'all got to ask yourselves the questions.
That's too true, man. Yeah. So y'all know I like to wrap it up. I mean, I just like to rant a little bit. So if you give me a moment, I mean, let me get something off my chest right quick. Give me a second. And this is off the head. This is off stuff I've seen, like, just today, period, man. You got to stop letting outside people who don't have any control in your life control your life. You know what I mean? Let me open that up to you. So just because you post an opinion on social media and somebody comes at you and, you know what I mean, they disagree with you and they you know what I mean, all right, granted, don't take disrespect, but don't let somebody's opposite opinion, you know what I mean, affect your whole day. Don't let somebody who's talking on Facebook, you know what I mean, Twitter, you know what I mean, like they just out there to try to get a rise out of you. Stop giving negative people your time and attention. Because as much as you post on Facebook talking about you're not sweating them, you're sweating them. Because if you know what I mean, if you're taking the time out of your day to mention the situation that they're talking about, they've got you. You got to learn to block and channel that negativity out, man. Because like, it took me a long time to realize that, you know, I mean, a lot of the stuff that I was seeing on my social media was pretty damn negative. So, It means I had to go out there and clean it up because of who I want to be. Just don't let people get you out of character. I mean, I know that's tough. I've came out of character a couple times. In the military, as a matter of fact, because, you know what I mean, people let that rank get to their head, but that's something else. But just don't, you know what I mean, that hating shit is old. Don't be a hater. And don't give them haters that attention, man. But until next time, positivity, prosperity. Peace.